The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jonathan Thompson. In the headlines, President Mahama announces policy under urban renewal program to improve infrastructure in Zongo communities. Government reacts to MPP's claim of alleged withdrawal from the Petroleum Stabilization Fund. Appeals to government to streamline double charges of food and beverage imports to prevent layoffs. Boko Haram militants again abduct 20 women in same location in northern Nigeria. Brazil's transport workers suspend strike over demand for salary increase 2 days to World Cup tournament. And in football, Black Stars defeat Red Devils of Korea 4-0 in a friendly warm-up last night.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
President John Mahama has announced a policy under the Urban Renewal Program aimed at improving infrastructure in the Zongo communities across the country. Funds have also been allocated to complete the Nima drain, which has raised upheavals among residents of the area in recent times. President Mahama announced these when the chief imam, Sheikh Nuhu Shaributu, and some Zongo chiefs called on him at Flagstaff House in Accra. The president was also presented with an interim report by the committee set up to resolve conflict among Muslims in Afienya, a report by Pascaline Adetivo.
Chief Imam Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu led the Zongo chiefs to the Flagstaff House on two missions. First, to present an interim report to President Mahama on clashes between two Muslim sects in Afienya, Al-Sunna and Tijaniya, which resulted in a number of injuries and the closure of the Afienya Central Mosque. And secondly, to introduce to the president the new national executives of the Zongo chiefs. President John Mahama used the opportunity to outline government vision for the Zongo community. To take off soon is a new policy that will see a total overhaul of Zongo communities. This is being done in collaboration with the Brazilian government. Also to be completed is the Nima drain. Funds for the project will come from $100 million given to Ghana by the United Arab Emirates government for development projects. The youth in Nima weeks ago went on demonstration because of the strong stench and other insanitary conditions as a result of the uncompleted drain.
It is in the Zongos you find that access to social amenities is limited. And so government is coming out with a deliberate policy to try and improve life in the Zongos. It's under what we call an urban renewal program to take the parts of our urban centers that are deprived and improve social amenities in those places. When we start to roll it out, we would have to bring the Council of Muslim and Zongo Chiefs into a session to explain to you what the project is, because it will involve moving people for a little while. We will realign the houses and build roads and alleyways within the houses, and then we'll move them back.
With activities of Boko Haram in the sub-region, President Mahama stated that Islam is a religion of peace and does not condone violence and abduction. He noted that happenings in Nigeria are worrying and the sub-regional body will work to bring the dire situation under control. This notwithstanding, the ECOWAS chair President Mahama said Ghanaians must not take the current peace for granted.
In Ghana, Allah has spared us any such violence, but we must not take this for granted. It means that we must also work to ensure that we continue to build the bonds of friendship amongst ourselves and amongst people of other religions in order that we don't see any crisis or tension as is happening in other countries. A youthful growing population and the fact that our economies are not growing fast enough to guarantee them jobs, it can be a factor for social tension. We are willing to work with the Council of Muslim Chiefs to see how we can come out with skills training programs for the young people in the Zongos.
The interim report on the Afienya conflict has recommended, among others, the need to open the central mosque to allow for regular prayers to be held as relative peace has returned to the town.
That was Pascaline Adetivo's report. Now, the minority in parliament says it has strong evidence that the government, together with the Bank of Ghana, have illegally withdrawn monies from the Petroleum Stabilization Fund. The minority alleges that the first withdrawal of $177 million was made last month in violation of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act 815. At a media briefing yesterday on the true state of the economy, a member of the Finance Committee in Parliament, Dr. Mark Esibeyibwa, urged Parliament to investigate the issue. He asked the government and the Bank of Ghana to also come clean on the issue. We bring you a report by Antoinette Abba and Bella Ejakwa.
Dr. Esibeyibwa, who is also MP for New Jobbing South, noted that the minority will raise the issue of the withdrawal of monies from the Petroleum Stabilization Fund when Parliament resumes sitting. He said the issue must be tackled devoid of politics when the matter is raised.
We are in possession of evidence that shows that the government, with the complicity of the Bank of Ghana, has in fact illegally utilized the Petroleum Stabilization Fund. The first withdrawal of $177 million was made in May 2014 in violation of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act 815. We hereby strongly urge Parliament to investigate this issue, and we ask the government and the Bank of Ghana to come clean on this matter. In the meantime, the economy has to be managed prudently. The current problems are due to the mismanagement of the economy through fiscal and monetary indiscipline and wanton corruption by this NDC government.
Outlining a 7-point policy proposal that must be implemented as soon as possible to deal with the current crisis facing the economy.
Well, that was a report by Antoinette Abba and Bella Ejakwa. Meanwhile, outgoing Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, has challenged the MPP to provide its evidence on the alleged illegal withdrawal of monies by government from the Petroleum Stabilization Fund. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Mohammed said he is not surprised that the MPP says it has evidence, especially as it is their stock in trade. He insisted that the general public await the proof of the alleged withdrawal.
Tell me when the MPP has ever failed from having evidence. They have evidence on every issue, but when they attack and challenge to provide the evidence, you see them running with their tools behind their backs. If you claim you have evidence and someone has engaged in something illegal, we don't live in a jungle. We live in a country that believes in rule of law. We live in a country that indeed has decided to shatter the path of democracy. They should take the appropriate steps to ensure that those who indeed violate certain laws of this country are dealt with. At any point in time, they may wide allegations. And you know why? The interest is not to prove the allegations they make. The interest is just to get wide allegations and then that allegation becomes true. Because their former national chairman made a public statement that when you lie and you keep on lying, people will tend to believe it. So I'm not surprised about some of the allegations they are making. I think it is one thing making allegations and it's another thing substantiating on the allegations that you make. And I think that that is where they have failed repeatedly. That they come make wide allegations out there and then they are asked to provide evidence supporting those allegations, you see them find it extremely difficult to even talk to respect to the issues. So I don't think that is an issue that I would want to debate so much. Okay. I think that someone has violated the law, they should take that appropriate steps to ensure that those who violate the law are brought to book.
That was a Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. President Mahama announces policy under urban renewal program to improve infrastructure in Zongo communities. Government reacts to MPP's claim of alleged withdrawal from the Petroleum Stabilization Fund. Stories ahead, appeals to government to streamline double charges of food and beverage imports to prevent layoffs. Boko Haram militants again abduct 20 women in same location in northern Nigeria. Brazil's transport workers suspend strike over demands for salary increase 2 days to World Cup tournament. And in football, Ghana Black Stars defeat Red Devils of Korea 4-0 in a friendly warm-up last night. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Welcome back. Food and beverage importers are expressing concern about high inspection charges and double payments of monies to Food and Drugs Authority and the Ghana Standards Authority. The situation is not only frustrating the importers, but forcing some of them to relocate to neighboring countries. Radio Ghana finds out from the Public Affairs Manager of the Ghana Standards Authority, Dr. Kofia Mosambi Diakun, who expressed disgust about the situation He called on the ministers in charge of the two bodies to, as a matter of urgency, meet to redefine the roles of the Food and Drugs Authority to ensure that importers are not overexploited.
Food and Drugs Authority comes under Ministry of Health. Ghana Standards Authority comes under Ministry of Trade and Industry. I am humbly suggesting that the ministers responsible for these areas at their level must resolve the issue and bring the two bodies in. That is the only way to resolve this issue peacefully and also in the interest of the nation. Because as a business person, why should they pay double for the same services? It is very, very unfortunate. It goes against their interest as business people. And we should not sit up. We should rather be ashamed of what is going on. Using turf wars to rather kill business in this country, it is shameful. And we must all realize that this sort of thing should not be allowed to go in.
What will you suggest to the powers that be now so that urgent attention is taken over these issues so that we don't have that hangover of businesses sending their wares back to Burkina Faso, Togo, and the neighboring country?
I would want to appeal humbly and respectfully to our Minister of Trade and Industry and also to our Minister of Health to deal with these two agencies. There is something we call national quality infrastructure, which refers to systems and processes set up in countries to ensure that the right procedures are followed to guarantee quality. The National Standards Authority is always one. Then around it, we have regulatory bodies, because National Standards Authority and regulatory bodies must work hand in hand to ensure quality and protection of traders and of also final consumer. Unfortunately, that national quality infrastructure, though in existence, has not been developed up to the level where it is. So there appears to be duplication. Food and Drugs Authority going into areas that Standards Authority thinks is their preserve, and so on and so forth. In any case, Ghana Standards Authority doesn't have any problem with other regulatory bodies, NPA, EPA, Energy Commission, and so on, apart from Food and Drugs Authority. So what is the problem? We need to look into it, and I want to appeal to our two honorable ministers to, as a matter of urgency, deal into the matter within the shortest possible time.
That was Public Affairs Manager of the Ghana Standards Authority, Dr. Kofi Amplansabidiakon. Within the first quarter of this year, the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, detected 941 illegal power connections, costing the country 3.3 million Ghana cedis. To this end, the company has embarked on a nationwide exercise to arrest people engaged in illegal connection of power. The managing director of the ECG, Reverend William Hatton Mensah, spoke to newsmen who were among a team that went on the disconnection exercise in Accra yesterday. Joyce Jachi reports.
According to the managing director of ECG, Reverend William Hatton Mensah, the company lost 27.2% operational costs in 2011, and this was reduced to 23.3% last year. In 2012, 3,426 illegal connections were again detected, but last year the company was able to reduce this by 1,026. He said, in view of the illegal connection detected this quarter, the company cannot meet both the PULC and the international benchmarks.
We need to step up the campaign to weed out this menace in our society. We know that for us as a utility, if we want to be profitable, then we have to ensure that system losses come to the levels that are expected of us. First, we have the PRC benchmark of 21% that we should achieve. Then secondly, there's an international benchmark of 15% that beyond the 21% we should achieve. So we are embarking on intensive exercises across the length and breadth of our operation areas to flush out all those who are involved in these illegal connection activities.
That was Joyce Jitcher's report. Suspected Boko Haram militants have abducted at least 20 women close to where 200 schoolgirls were kidnapped in northern Nigeria. The women were loaded onto vans at gunpoint and driven away to an unknown location in Borno State. The army has not commented on the incident, which occurred on the nomadic Garkin Fulani settlement last Thursday. Now, Brazil's Metro Union has decided to suspend a Sao Paulo subway workers' strike until Wednesday, a day before the opening match of Thursday's World Cup. Reports say the unexpected decision to temporarily halt the five-day strike did not follow a breakthrough in talks between the Metro Union and the government, but could have occurred following pressure from Sao Paulo residents. The union would meet again tomorrow to decide whether the strike, which has created traffic chaos in Brazil's biggest city, would continue. The Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efrie Ancra, says but for the rising cost of living in Brazil, many soccer fans will be airlifted to that country to cheer the Black Stars. At the news conference in Accra, he said government alone cannot foot the bill of all persons making the trip. He, however, lauded the private sector for their immense support towards the cause, but appealed for more support.
This huge cost of living in Brazil has made it impossible to send as many supporters as we would have liked to send to support our stars. How many people will you take? And that is where the challenge is, because the cost is so high that we just cannot take as many people as possible. It's to our advantage that we have more Ghanaians there shouting and cheering, and then, but it comes at a huge cost. It's a huge logistical exercise, and so the few that are privileged to go, I think we should see it as a privilege and as an opportunity.
Mr. Fiancra indicated that security will be tight and order will be maintained to ensure that Ghana's credential in international circles are maintained. He further explains what fans are expected to do.
We have started profiling all supporters for Brazil. This is a security measure to ensure that we do not have security issues with our Brazilian security counterparts. Profiling will be compulsory for all Ghanaians traveling to Brazil. Now it has been done for the selected supporters from registered and vetted unions who have their visas. We are preparing to airlift supporters on the 13th, the 14th, and Sunday, the 15th of June to Brazil.
That was Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efrie Ancra. The senior national team, the Black Stars, last night beat the Red Devils of Korea 4-0 in a friendly final warm-up game ahead of the World Cup in Brazil. Jordan Ayew scored his first hat-trick for the Black Stars as he was substituted for injured Majid Waris. The Asians possessed the ball well in midfield but failed to penetrate in a resolute defense. In the 11th minute, Jan broke away on the left-hand side of attack before passing on the ball to Andre Didier-Ayew, who whipped in a cross at the edge of the 18-yard box. Jordan Ayew, in what was his first touch, fired a bullet which took a wicked deflection of the Korean defense man before entering the yawning net. The Koreans appeared determined to get the equalizer, but that could not happen. From recess, the Stars continued from where they left off, with Jan, Jordan and Didi combining well in attack. One of such attacks was converted into a goal, with Jordan firing just at the edge of the box. Jordan later closed the Korea chapter with superb connection to a cross on the right by Albert Adoma. The 4-0 ended for the Stars, a perfect victory for a side that has US, Germany and Portugal in her group. Now, to end the news, the main points again. President John Mahama has announced a policy under Urban Renewal Program aimed at improving infrastructure in Zunga communities. President Mahama made this known when the chief imam, Sheikh Nur Shaributu, and some Zunga chiefs visited him at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Government has sent a strong rebuttal to the minority's MPP claim alleging illegal withdrawal of monies from the Petroleum Stabilization Fund. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the outgoing Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, challenged the minority MPP to provide evidence on the matter. The Public Affairs Manager of the Ghana Standards Authority, Dr. Kofi Amfonsa Bediako, has appealed to the government to, as a matter of urgency, redefine the roles of the Food and Drugs Authority to ensure that food and beverage importers are not overexploited. And Brazil's Metro Union has suspended its Sao Paulo strike. Reports say the move could have been necessitated by pressure from residents. The union will meet tomorrow, the day before the opening match of the 2014 World Cup, to decide the next line of action. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson in Accra.